It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. This morning is our 8th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list show. We have read and reviewed hundreds of books and put together a list of the best books for summer reads in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. Not only do we have the best books, but we have interviews with the authors of some of the most talked about books of the year. I'm proud to say this morning, two of our guests have won the prestigious Newbery Medal, which is the highest honor in children's literature. For a complete list of all the amazing books that we selected this year, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now, like us there now, and we'll have the complete list there. You can also visit our Facebook page to find all the lists over the last 8 years as well. And the list will also be available on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. We begin our Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list show with our first Newbery Honor winner, Gordon C. James. He is the illustrator of the Derek Barnes Penn Newbery Honor book, Crown, an Ode to the Fresh Cut. His new book, I Am Every Good Thing, is one of the 8 books we selected in our picture book category. It's our pleasure to welcome Gordon C. James to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great this morning.
All right. Awesome. I love that. Now, let's start at the beginning for you, Gordon. How did you get your start illustrating books?
I actually got into the book illustration business. I was working at Hallmark Cards, and one of my coworkers is a phenomenal illustrator and writer named Shane W. Evans, and he had done a few books. And he had gotten an offer to do a book that I guess he didn't have time for on his schedule, and he recommended me for the job.
Wow, look at that. Now, let's back up before your years at Hallmark. At what point did you realize that, wow, maybe I can do this as a profession on a professional level and make a living doing what I love doing in terms of art?
Well, I come from an artsy family. Like, my dad went to the High School of Music and Art in New York. You know, he went in as an art major, came out as a vocal major, became a cop. A lot of my uncles can paint. And I have an older cousin named Dave who he did a lot of work for DC Comics, like in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I used to see him work, and he even took me through DC Comics offices when I was young. And I was like, I think I want to be a professional artist.
So was he the first person in your life that encouraged you and gave you the confidence to pursue a career in art?
The first person that really sat down and gave me any kind of art lesson was my father. He mm-hmm. put a pencil in my hand, and he just had me doing these little circles, mm-hmm. slow and controlled, just to get the feeling of how moving with the pencil worked.
Good. The book that you're here this morning to talk about is actually your second book with author Derek Barnes. And I understand that you guys have known each other for 20 years.
Yes, sir. He was on the writing staff at Hallmark. And so I met him probably in like 2000.
So what is that working relationship like for the two of you? Because you've known each other for over 20 years. And what a lot of people don't know is that normally and typically the author and the illustrator, they never really work together.
Yeah, so it is a very different, it's a more collaborative working process than normal. Mm-hmm. And so it helps because I know him. I know a little bit about where he's coming from when he writes. So, you know, that part of it is nice.
And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to our 8th annual recommended summer reading list show. This morning, it's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for children to read this summer in 3 categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For a complete list of all the books that we selected this year, all you have to do is visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and follow us there now on Facebook. On the phone with me now is Gordon C. James. He's the award-winning illustrator of I Am Every Good Thing. It's one of the books that made our recommended summer reading list in the picture book category. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the book that you're here this morning to talk about is actually the second book you've done with author Derek Barnes. Now, the first book you guys collaborated on was Crown, an Ode to the Fresh Cut. The book went on to win several major industry awards. Did you know at the time that you had something really special there with this book when you got the manuscript?
I had no idea. I just thought it was a good book, but mm-hmm. I've known Derek for a long time. I know he's a really great writer. So for me, I was pursuing a fine art career, And this book came at a really good time. And I said, well, I'll just take this book. And that way, if I ever need to do a children's book, I'll be able to do it. This will be my portfolio piece. And it went on to become what may well be the most decorated children's book of all time.
And to reinforce just how true that is, the two of you have actually made history with this book. Explain what that looks like.
Well, it's what it looks like basically is we, in 2018, with Crown and Oats of the Fresh Cut, we basically swept the literary honors. So, you know, Caldecott for me and Newbery for Derek, plus a myriad of other awards and lists. Also, we won the Kirkus Prize, which is a really big deal literary award. And when I'm Every Good Thing came out, we won it again. And so Derek and I are the only people, the only author, the only illustrator to have won the prestigious Kirkus Prize twice.
All right. And very well deserved, I might add. Now, tell us about the new book, I Am Every Good Thing. This, again, is your collaboration with Derek Barnes. Tell us about the book.
Well, I Am Every Good Thing is just basically a celebration that makes that everything that just makes our boys special. And it is just a great book that instills pride and confidence and celebrates the humanity and the diversity within Black boys. It's really a great book.
Okay. So how did you approach the project as an artist?
You know, when I first get the manuscript, I'll print it out. I'll print a hard copy and I'll do like tiny little doodles in the borders, you know, just the initial thoughts that I'm getting. And after that, I will hire models. And so most of the kids that you see in the book are real kids. My son Gabriel is on the cover. Mm. And from there, we go on to the finished paintings. And I try to paint in a traditional fine artsy manner, the way that people do portraits of that you see in museums, because I believe that our boys deserve to be honored in that manner.
Now, the book is awesome. Humbleness aside, Gordon, how proud are you of this project, this book, I Am Every Good Thing?
Oh, I'm very proud of it. I think that as artists, we always strive to be the absolute best that we could possibly be. So, but I'm confident that this book, the result, and what it has meant to so many people, and I can just see that it's the result of the best that I could do at that moment in time, given the time I had to do it in. And it's going to last and it's going to help a lot of boys. And you know what else? It's also going to help people in mainstream society that maybe don't know our boys to see that they have all the same hopes and dreams that their kids have, and that they are human beings. They're not there to be feared. You know, just like the end of the book says, they are worthy of love.
Most definitely. So what kind of reaction? You touched on that, but tell me more about the reaction you get when people see the book, read the book, see your artwork in the book.
It's overwhelmingly positive, and that has been one of the best parts of doing the book. Like, I have a studio here in a public building in Concord, North Carolina at Clearwater Arts Center. And we have people come through all the time. Sometimes it's just kids that live in the neighborhood. Hey, can I get a drink of water? I'll be like, all right, well, you got to take a book with you when you leave, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's just cool to put a book in a kid's hand or have someone wait in line to see you at a book signing. And they're just so excited. And it's just neat to see your work mean so much to so many people.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our 8th annual Recommended Summer Reading List show. I'm Rodney Lear. For a complete list of all the books that we selected in three categories, picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Right now, we're speaking to award-winning illustrator Gordon C. James. His book is I Am Every Good Thing. It's one of the books that we selected in our picture book category. Now, what advice do you give to children and teens that say, you know, I want to pursue a career in arts? What advice would you give to them, Gordon?
I would say, look at all the arts you can. I would say, draw, 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 carry a sketchbook around. If you've got to fold up a sheet of notebook paper, do that. If you're new school and you want to do it on a tablet or in your phone, do that. But draw, 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 and don't just draw the things you love to draw. Draw what's around you. Draw the people you know. Just take every spare moment you can and draw, make stuff.
Now, Gordon, I know you're a very busy man and a much sought-after illustrator, but what's next for you? What are you working on? And what can we look forward to from you in the future?
Well, I have a couple projects out now. So I have another book called Letterbuck, George Fletcher, the People's Champion. And it's the story of a cowboy named George Fletcher. He is competing in the 1911 Pendleton Roundup by Vonda Michelle Nelson. And what I'm working on right now, and that, by the way, is another award winner. Wow. And what I'm working on right now, I am working on a book called Just Like Jesse Owens by Paula Shelton Young, who is Ambassador Andrew Young's daughter. And it's a story about how Andrew Young, as a young man, was inspired by Jesse Owens. And I just completed that one.
So have you ever thought about writing and illustrating a book of your own?
Yes, I've written my first book, and it will be for very young kids, and it's a board book, and I can't talk any more about it, but it's written, and it's under contract, and I'll probably start working on it here in a few weeks.
So talented. Thank you so much, Gordon, for taking the time to talk to us. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, if they would like to find out about your books, more about you, how can they find out more, Gordon?
My website is gordoncjames.com, G-O-R-D-O-N. My Instagram is at Gordon C. James Fine Art, and I am Gordon C. James Art on Twitter, and I'm Gordon C. James Fine Art and Illustration on Facebook. So I'm very easy to reach, and I answer questions.
All right. Thank you so much, Gordon. I really do appreciate you taking time to talk to us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking to Gordon C. James. The title of the book is I Am Every Good Thing. And again, it's our 8th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list show. It's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for kids in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For a complete list of all the books that we selected this morning, all you have to do is head over to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now, and we'll have a complete list there, as well as on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air.